It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. And it is a rainy Monday. It's a great day to be podcasting.
Yeah, it is.
Because we're inside.
Yeah.
Not missing any sunshine.
Yeah.
It's spring.
It's nice.
I thought the April showers brought the May flowers.
Usually, it's I don't think it usually rains till like June here, doesn't it?
I know. We're all jacked up in 2015.
Yeah, it's,
we were 70 degrees in like February, so.
Yeah. Well, and it was like the last few weeks it's been warm, and then it'll get a cold front to move in, mm-hmm. and then it's warm again, and it's like, make up your mind.
I had a completely different outfit planned for today, and then I woke up and I'm like, that does not look warm enough.
Right.
For no sleeves.
Right.
So I had to rearrange.
Yeah, all week long it's supposed to be dreary. I kind of like it though.
Do you?
I like the dreariness, yeah.
I don't mind it because my current job, I don't have a window.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even notice until, like, I usually go to the office early to get a workout in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't leave the office until 5. And then I'll walk out and be like, well, not a bad day to be inside.
Yeah.
But then there are those days where I walk out and I'm like, oh, bummer. That sucks.
Right. No, I definitely get that. Especially when we have just a taste of mm-hmm. warm weather. You're like, yes, summertime. And then it's not exactly summertime yet.
Right. And Memorial Day is coming up. So yes. All the pools are prepping. And I'm like, come on. Because last year, it seemed like every time that I had the ability to go to the pool,
mm-hmm.
it was raining.
Oh, really?
In the afternoon. And I'm like, oh, stupid.
How funny.
Stupid. I hate Colorado. Like, I said that many times last year to Steve. I'm like, I hate Colorado. It's raining every afternoon. And it's stupid. I want to go to the pool.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's parts about it that I love. There's parts that I hate. I think my biggest piece of hatred with the weather is the winter, like the really sub-zero freezing temperatures.
But you haven't lived elsewhere.
True.
The cold in Missouri is just, it gets to your bones.
Right. Well, when it gets like that here, mm-hmm. you know, I'm glad we only have it for just tiny little
bouts
of time.
And because the air is so thin,
mm-hmm.
it's not as cold.
It's bad.
Not as heavy
because of the humidity.
Yes, so be thankful for that. Because I moved here and I was like, this is zero? This is not zero. This is like 30.
How funny.
But now I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, ugh, I can't move.
I know.
It's too cold.
Like when you're outside for a couple of seconds even and you start breathing and you feel your nostrils freezing together, you're like, whoa.
Too cold to be outside.
I don't think I should be out here right now.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what have you been up to? You got a new dog?
Yeah.
Name?
Scarlet.
Type?
Boxer mix.
Ooh.
She's pretty. She's brindle.
What does that mean?
Kind of like tiger striping on dogs.
Okay.
Oh, so she's got the orange and the brown and the blacks, and she's just beautiful. She's a good dog.
And your relative deployed?
My nephew.
Nephew. And it was his dog?
Yep, and his wife's. And they're actually due for another baby in September. So they have one-year-old. How old is she? 18 months old now?
Mm-hmm.
And they have one on the way, so she's such a good dog. I said
your
that I would
like no.
No, we've been wanting a dog for a while, and she's already potty trained and she's really well behaved and she's just really, really good dog. So
how is the miniature Natty handling the dog?
It's so funny because the age difference, like it almost seems like our dog, she's 2.
Uh-huh.
She is like a teenager and Lily's 7. So uh-huh. it's almost like, oh, they play with each other for like 10 minutes and then they get bored with each other.
Ah.
So it's kind of funny. It's like a sibling thing.
That's cool.
It's kind of funny. So, yeah.
Animals are awesome. Yeah. They really are.
First time I've had one, so. Well.
Ever?
Well, I had a couple cats with.
That's different.
Fiance way back.
Cats and dogs are two different worlds.
Sure, sure.
You said you'd taken the new dog to the vet twice now.
Uh huh.
Is the new dog trained? Like, pretty well? Or are you going to put it through training classes?
She does really well. The only thing she doesn't do are tricks, basically.
But she goes outside to go to the bathroom?
Yep.
No messes inside?
Yeah, she'll pee on command. She's like, go. Wow. We're like, go potty. So she goes and goes potty.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, she's a good
Our dog. Dogs are not like that.
No.
I'm like, Steve, if we ever, because these dogs existed before me in Steve's life.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, if we ever get another dog, there will be training classes involved because I am, yeah.
Right.
I don't like it. Cats go to the bathroom in the litter box. I love that.
Yeah. I had cats. I really enjoyed having cats.
They're lovable when they want to be.
Rain.
Like, Rain is put up into the cat room right now because he's too lovable. He'd be all up in our faces.
Oh, but he's done that.
Pooh Bear is just hiding.
I've seen Pooh Bear.
You should see her recently. I had her cut like a lion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she has the hair on the face and the tail and the legs, but the body is shaved because it's better for her. She has some dander.
Oh, yeah.
People listening are like, yes! Sander. All right, carrying on. We are having some wine tonight. It's a little black dress, Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
I said this in another podcast. I'm all about the corks. About the corks. Because they put them in a container. And this actually has little black dress on it. And I find it to be very cute.
Yeah, some of them do have markings on them. Usually like their logos.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely... I pay attention when I drink.
So feel free to refresh your drink as we go.
Awesome.
And we are periscoping again. If you're watching, hello.
Hi.
TwoGirlsInABottleOfWine.com. Check out our website. So we've been having a giveaway. You haven't been on since the giveaway.
Oh, no, I haven't.
And it just concluded because the screening is tomorrow night.
Okay.
It's for the movie Hot Pursuit. Now, have you seen the trailer? Because I feel like the trailer is on every channel, and they have like 12 different trailers for this movie.
That is...
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes, okay. And Sofia Vergara.
Yes. And
you say it so much more prettier than I do.
It's because I've been like obsessed with this movie for the last month. Because I've been trying to give away tickets, and we had a partner in crime contest.
Nice.
Where listeners send in pictures of their partner in crime, and I picked the top three.
Awesome.
Actually, top two. Yes, top two. So I want to say a big congratulations to Kendra Dickinson and Natalie Zahn.
Woo!
They're our two winners. And they're going to go tomorrow night to see the movie. And the movie doesn't actually hit theaters until Friday.
Okay.
So that's the cool thing. It was Cinco de Mayo movie night with Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine and Hot Pursuit. So thank you to everyone that participated. And keep listening because we'll have other contests. And I'm excited about this movie.
Where's the premiere at? Or
I-25 in Colorado. And I have shared links for
at
those
the
that
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that movie. That
theater over there.
It's an AMC. I shared links for people that didn't win. They can also download tickets, and it's kind of first come, first serve. So if you get there earlier, you can still get in to see it, but you're not guaranteed like our winners can walk up and be like, VIP, yo.
Right.
Yep.
That's exciting. How fun.
Yeah.
Looks like a funny movie, too.
I know. I love Reese Witherspoon.
I do, too. She's a really...
And
she's
Sofia
so
Vergara is funny as well.
I've only seen her in that show she does.
Modern Family.
Yeah. And it's probably one or two episodes.
Hmm.
But, I mean, she seems like a spicy
She is.
Italian,
you should see...
A Hispanic lady.
She's a good Mexican.
There you go. Her R's, those crack me up.
I can't do that.
Arr.
Good job. I have envy. I can't. It sounds like I'm like choking.
I might have snorted on that one.
All right, woman crush of the week, Natty Waters. Who is your woman crush of the week?
I was going to just choose in honor of Mother's Day.
You're amazing.
All the good mommies out there. And when I say good mommies, you know what I mean by good mommies.
That's a flexible interpretation.
Yeah. I'm not saying, I'm not dissing on any bad mommies.
I'm not
going to
get
saying,
all controversial.
Happy Mother's Day to all the good mommies that love and nourish and take care and hold together households. And if you're doing it on your own, you know what? More power to you, woman.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am not a mother, as everyone knows, and I hold all of you women up on a pedestal because I have days where I'm like, I can't even deal with myself in work. I can't imagine coming home and having to be a mom,
mm-hmm.
a wife,
right.
and anything else that you super women do. I tell my mom friends all the time, I'm like, you guys are superheroes to me because sure. I couldn't.
Absolutely.
So that is an awesome woman crush of the week.
Thank you.
My woman crush of the week is Sofia Amoruso. Have you heard of her?
No.
Okay, so she was born in 1984 in San Diego, California. She is the founder and owner of Nasty Gal. Have you heard of that? It's a clothing website.
Mm-mm.
So the company sells clothing, shoes, and accessories for young women. It was called one of the fastest growing companies by Inc. magazine in 2012. Her story is pretty amazing. At the age of 22, she's a Greek-American. She began her fashion career with an eBay store called Nasty Gal Vintage, where she sold vintage designer clothing. She styled, photographed, captioned, and shipped the products herself. She was kicked off eBay in 2008 and launched Nasty Gal as its own retail website. She chose the name Nasty Gal after the 1975 album by Bette Davis, a funk singer and style icon. Nasty Gal developed a devoted online following of young women on social media and quickly grew, with revenues increasing from $223,000 in 2008 to almost $23 million in 2011.
Wow.
The New York Times called her a Cinderella of tech. In 2013, Inc. magazine named her to its 30 under 30 list. In 2014, Amoruso's book, Hashtag Girl Boss, which I just started listening to on audible.com this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's my girl crush.
Awesome.
It was published by Portfolio, a Penguin imprint that specializes in books about business, and it's awesome. So far, I just started chapter 5, and I love it.
How cool.
Yeah, and then on July 12, 2015, she announced she was stepping down as CEO of Nasty Gal. She said she made the decision to vacate the CEO position on her own and will remain involved in Nasty Gal's daily operations as executive chairman, overseeing its creative and brand marketing. And so, once again, that book is called Hashtag Girl Boss, and I recommend it to anyone. I choose Audible because I don't have time to stop and read, so it's as I'm driving.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
It's nice to have women that are empowering in the yes. business world.
And you should read or listen to her book because just her story is like, wow.
Really?
She wasn't privileged. She wasn't, you know, here you go.
Why'd she get kicked off eBay?
Because she was being successful and there were internet trolls that were saying that she was not doing things the right way. According to her book, she was, but who knows?
Right.
You know, doing that bidding war on eBay. You always hear about those people that bid, and that's what they were accusing her of.
Oh, trying to upbid your mm-hmm. own item
mm-hmm.
so that other people would jump in
or
on it.
Or working with other people to bid on your items, so it'll go up higher.
Understood. Yeah.
And a quote that I found from her that was really cute was, "Luxury can be a great experience, and the things around you should represent the life that you've made for yourself, as long as you're taking the time to appreciate those items." Do you ever feel like you're like, go, 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 accumulation of stuff, and you're really not appreciating the stuff?
Yes.
And I am guilty of that.
So. Yeah, I could say that. I think we all kind of do it. And then you just kind of, when you have some time to stop,
mm-hmm.
you look around and then you think, I haven't used this in like 6 months.
And I was so excited to get it
right.
for 2 seconds.
Right.
And
right.
then, meh.
Yeah.
Next, it's so bad. We are so materialistic.
It is so kind of sad. I've been trying to like updo my house to make it just look cute.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time I'm thinking like, I really don't need these couch pillows.
Right.
I don't need these coasters.
Do you
that
host
much.
A lot?
Not really.
Because I do not.
Yeah.
And I find myself doing that. Outside of the two girls and a bottle of wine co-hosts that come over,
mm-hmm.
that's really all of the traffic this house sees.
Really?
But I'm like, I must have good smelling candles, which is also for me because I like that. it's weird. Like, one room smells like this. The other room smells like... I'm very weird like that. But no one's coming over. It's really just me.
Oh, that's okay. It's your house. It's your preference, right?
Right. Right. That's a good point.
That's a good way to say that materialism's okay, right?
Yes, thank cheers. You. Cheers. Cheers. Yeah, we didn't cheers at the beginning.
Oh, whoops. Here we are now.
Yes.
Let's start over.
How about some Hollywood happenings?
Awesome.
Avengers, are you a fan?
Not really.
I watched, I think it was the original Avengers where all of, like, Captain America, all of them were together.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I don't understand the whole world of, and those comic books and stuff, those people listening that understand, they're probably like,
yeah, don't talk about it. If you don't know what you're talking about, don't even mention it.
But what I want to talk about is the fact that they rocked the box office this last weekend.
Yeah, I saw that too, yeah.
It was the kickoff of the summer movie season, and it's Avengers Age of Ultron. It scored the second biggest North American opening ever with $187.7 million.
Wow.
We drove by a couple movie theaters on Saturday night just being out and about, and the parking lots were packed, which you don't really see that at movie theaters that much.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because people, Netflix and...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what we do. The only time we go and see movies really are kid movies. So. Well,
did you see Home?
Yeah, we did.
What did you think?
It was really good.
I want to see that movie.
It was cute.
I love Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah, it's a cute one. So.
And then, did you see Cinderella?
Mm-mm.
What?
Did you yet?
No. Lame. I am lame.
That's funny.
It's on my radar, but so is like Magic Mike Double XL. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't. We're so bad about going to see new movies.
I don't like it. I like the comfort of my home. I like being in my PJs with my food that doesn't cost $20 right. for a bucket of fattening popcorn. I can get the healthier popcorn and
yeah, mine is just that is the money
yes
side it's, of it
for what it is. I can wait. I'm patient.
Yeah, I guess. And I there haven't really been a whole lot of movies that come out that I just want to go see.
Right,
so I can see why though they keep going down this comic book path, especially if they're opening up with 187 million.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's a huge following for that,
for sure.
For that genre, I guess. I found a great article from USA Today that went over some of the new movies that are worth your money.
Okay.
At number one is Avengers.
No
if it
way.
Wasn't at number one, what? I would be like, I wouldn't have even been discussing this article.
That just blew my mind.
Right. The next one is Far From the Maddening Crowd. Haven't heard of it, but it's on the list.
Awesome.
The next one is In Age of Adeline. A freak accident leaves Blake Lively young and beautiful forever. I'm excited to see that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one actually does look interesting.
Russell Crowe makes his directorial debut in Australian tragedy The Water Diviner.
Hmm. Never heard of it.
Furious 7 brings thrills and chills in the latest installment, which I think that came out like a month ago, so that would have been spring, but it's...
I think it's because it was...
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker's last film.
Yes, so it's a big hurrah.
Sure, sure.
Few frights are as relevant in 2015 as those in Unfriended. I don't know if I want to see that. I don't want to see... I used to love scary movies.
As a young adult,
maybe late teen, young adult, I would like... I lived in my grandma's basement,
mm-hmm.
and I would rent movies, like videotape movies at the time.
Yeah, like Blockbusters. Yeah.
And scary movies and watch them all by myself because I loved it.
Really?
But now I'm like,
no.
No. They're too gory.
Yeah, the last movie I think I saw was in high school. It was a scary, it was, what movie? The Hostel or something like
that?
I
didn't watch that.
It was,
yeah.
I left thinking to myself, like, why do I pay for this?
Right.
It's not entertainment. It just makes me question everybody around me.
Right.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. And it makes you, I think it makes us more scared.
Yeah.
Than we need to be.
Sure.
But
sure.
I think there, again, that's a genre that some people thrive on.
Sure.
Just not me.
Me either.
Nicholas Sparks has a new movie coming out, The Longest Ride, but this article says that that one's a snoozer. I've seen the trailer. It looks cute, but again, not one I'm going to run out and see.
Yeah, I think I've only seen one of his, and that's the one.
The Notebook?
Yeah, that one.
Disney's Monkey Kingdom It's drama and love and heart. And I've seen the trailer and it looks cute.
Yeah.
Rihanna and Jim Parsons voice the spunky leads in Home, which you've already seen.
Good movie. And recommend then it.
Two awesome movies that are on our radar is Trainwreck by Amy. It's written and stars Amy Schumer. It comes out July 17th. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Hot Pursuit starring Reese and... what's her name again? Vergara.
Sophia.
Sophia on May 8th, which is this Friday. So those are some movies coming out that you can check out.
Sure. I like Amy Schumer.
Oh, my gosh.
That she's movie hilarious. Pretty funny.
Do you watch her show on Comedy Central?
I don't.
Do it.
Okay.
I just started.
Yeah.
I like binge watched it one weekend and I'm obsessed with her now.
Awesome.
She's real.
She's funny. Yeah.
She's so real.
I used to listen to her comedy and then she like...
yeah.
Blew up.
She is like hot right now on every show. And yeah, she is.
Did you see
the
that
next one?
That parody video about she was making fun of rappers and why they idolize women's butts.
Yes. It's so her funny. And what was that other girl's name? I don't know.
Amber Rose?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I know. I cracked up.
It was kind of gross. She
it's,
doesn't
it's
have
funny though
she
because
has
it's
no boundaries.
Well, it's like if you think about it though,
it's
you're
real.
Like, yeah.
No kidding.
That
buddy.
Is where that comes out of. Why is this such an obsessive thing?
I'll have to link that video.
It's pretty funny.
To our podcast. That,
all right.
It's hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Prince William and Kate Middleton had a baby girl.
Okay.
Yay. And they debuted the name today. They debuted the baby on Saturday. Of course, Kate Middleton comes out. I just had a baby yesterday and I look fabulous.
Sure.
But
she's a princess.
She is.
Literally.
The name of the baby was just released today. And it is Charlotte Elizabeth Diana.
Mm.
I know. So sweet. Mm. Prince William's looking older. He needs some, like, hair restoration.
Yeah.
Like, you're a royal. You can get some hair restoration.
But then he won't be true to it. I don't know. They probably... I can't imagine that they are more worried about our appearances as much as
the Americans
are.
Yeah, see, our, like, royals are the Kardashians. It's so sad, but it's so true. You know it's true. And they're, like, if you look at the youngest Kardashian girl, I know she's had work done. And she looks like she's trying to be more like Kim.
Yeah.
And
sad.
Yeah. Anyway. And look at Khloe. Yeah, she's losing weight, but her face is changing in a way that can only be done by surgery. And then Bruce Jenner. Hello.
Right.
That's our royals. And maybe they're not as superficial as we are, which is probably good.
Yeah.
We need to take note.
Yeah, we sure do.
Okay, cupcakes and presents time. You ready? I'm going to run through the list of birthdays for this week.
I know the first one.
Good job!
All of them, actually.
Today, May 4th, Randy Travis turns 56.
Mm-hmm.
Actor Will Arnett is 45. And Lance Bass from NSYNC is 36.
Wow.
May 5th, which is tomorrow, Brian Williams, the big fabricator and liar, is 56. Danielle Fischel from Boy Meets World. Topanga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She is 34. Singer Adele is 27. And singer Chris Brown is 26. Now hold the phone. Doesn't Chris Brown seem older than 26?
I don't think so.
Okay. I could have sworn he was like 32.
No, because I think he's Rihanna's age or close. He might even be younger than her.
Oh, she was robbing the cradle.
I think that whole thing happened... right after, like, when he beat her up.
Yeah.
I think that happened fairly close to me being right out of high school. So they were kind of around my age at that point.
Oh.
So that doesn't surprise me. Adele does, though. I didn't realize she was so young.
Yeah. She seems like an older soul.
Sure, sure.
On May 6th, singer Bob Seger is 70. Tom Bergeron, he's from Dancing with the Stars, America's Funniest Home Videos, Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, okay.
He turns 60.
Okay.
And George Clooney is 54.
Whoa.
Whoa what?
Whoa.
Did you think he was younger or older?
I guess it kind of makes sense now that I'm looking at it, but he's just, he's one of those people that you always think of him of when...
like the Ocean's...
Yeah.
Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was like... and ER.
Yeah, I didn't see that much. That was kind of when I was
people.
Well, that's like my childhood, so I didn't really watch that. Drama was boring.
Yes, yes.
Growing up,
I was kind of surprised at his age too. But you have to step back and be like, oh yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's what I love about cupcakes and presents, because I'm like, when I'm preparing my notes, I'm like, wow, I feel old, or hey, I feel young.
Yeah,
you know.
True. Very true. Yeah.
On Friday, May 8th, comedian Don Rickles is 89. He's hilarious.
I don't know him.
Okay. Google.
I'll Google it. I love comedy.
Melissa Gilbert is 51. Laura Ingalls.
Yeah. Okay. That's who I was thinking.
And then on May 9th, which is Saturday, singer-guitarist Richie Furey from Buffalo, Springfield, and Poco is 71. He has a brand new album out called Hand in Hand. Yeah. And he's our pastor in Broomfield. So that's why when I saw him, I was like, hey, Steve. Richie's on our Hollywood birthdays. And he's like, yeah, I told you. He's on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm like, okay.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he like changed his ways. And
wow.
I don't think he was ever a real hardcore rocker.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, he has always kind of been the good guy.
Oh, that's good.
But his new CD is pretty awesome. It's kind of a mix of religious and some non-religious.
Oh. So. Is it a singing album?
Yes.
Oh, singer, guitar.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah,
so very talented. So you know a Hall of Famer, huh?
Yeah, the first time we met him, Steve was like, he's a pastor, he wants us to come to his church. And I'm like, let's go! Steve hadn't been to church in 25 years, so uh-huh. I was like, yes, let's get your butt there. Please.
Let's make you wash all of your sins away,
yes,
okay?
Let's get this done. And Richie is very nice, but happy birthday, Mr. Richie.
Happy birthday to you.
Are you ready for question and answer fun?
No. Yes.
So okay. You can blame T-Squared and Carrie. They told me going forward that this should be a surprise.
Okay.
I used to provide you guys the questions beforehand.
All right.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
What's your favorite fast food chain?
Garbanzo or Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite family recipe?
Fideo or enchiladas.
Cheesy.
Yummy.
And do you love or hate roller coasters?
Ooh. The anticipation gets me now, so I'm kind of a wimp.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you ever into roller coasters?
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
But you're not anymore?
Well, I guess we did. I went on some last year when we went to Elitch's, but I guess the anticipation kind of freaks me. Yes, I love them, but they freak me out sometimes. So.
You can't watch it.
Well, just like...
You have to turn your back.
Like getting in the line, I'm like, yeah, this is going to be so much fun. And then I sit down and I'm like, what
am I doing?
Was I thinking?
So as you mentioned, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
Your mother is close.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother is not.
Okay.
I am a planner, so I get Mother's Day stuff starting in January.
Sure.
It's Mother's and Father's Day.
Okay.
Because there have been so many years in the past where it sneaks up and I'm like, can I get a card in the mail?
Yeah.
And it might show up on Tuesday after Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But I found this article, and it was from HelloGiggles.com, How to Celebrate Mother's Day from 1,000 Miles Away.
Aw.
Yes.
How sweet.
Yeah. So the first thing is to mail the card a week early.
Mm-hmm.
And that means like today. If you're listening, it's Monday, get the card in the mail today. Last, probably tomorrow.
Right.
Yes, tomorrow is Tuesday. If you're listening to it and it's Friday, I'm sorry, you're probably going to need to do an e-card.
Right.
Do they still do those? Remember those?
Those were very popular for a minute. I bet they still do.
Because you could create them yourself.
I imagine, like a Hallmark.com or something.
Yeah. But it was free. I wonder if they still do that. Do you remember the cards that you could make in Walmart.com? Like they had, or no, go into Walmart. There's a big machine and you could create the card yourself.
Yeah, like, I think you still can. Stuff.
I don't see the kiosk anymore. It was a big kiosk. And you, like, create the outline and what the words say, and you print it. I used to think it was the coolest thing. Nice. But you could do that from home now.
You can. Like, Word has a lot of templates.
Yes.
I've always, whenever I was trying to make cards for someone, I always found templates on my computer.
That's smart.
So.
That's smart.
We never had the best printer.
Yeah. So you have to have a printer.
Well, I mean, the best printer, so it always kind of come out
with lines
grainy.
In it.
Yes. Yeah.
I tried to
Can
do
you
that.
Tell this is homemade?
We got a new printer last year, but before that I had an old school printer, and I tried to print out some, like, loving pictures for Steve.
Oh, nice.
They looked ridiculous. They were grainy and lines through them. I'm like, happy Valentine's Day?
You like, throwback to 1990.
Yeah. Nice. Another way to celebrate Mother's Day from 1,000 miles away is recruit a local. If you know someone that's near your mom, like my mom lives with my aunt, so I could totally recruit her.
Nice.
Or if you have a sibling that lives there, you can go in halvesies with them.
True.
Like, send them like $20-$30 and be like, here, let's split like a bouquet of flowers and a card.
Sure,
and
yeah.
We'll do some FaceTime action.
As long as they are trustworthy.
Right. If they're not trustworthy, then 1-800-Flowers.
1-800-Flowers. I was just going to say that, too. Yes.
Amazon Prime is a godsend. You can get things delivered the next day or within a couple days. So you still have time if you're Amazon Priming it.
Nice. Don't you have to pay, though, for that?
Yeah, or they have been doing, like, a 30-day trial.
Sure.
And I did.
It used to be like 14 days, and now it's 30. So, like,
it
like concretes or solidifies you forgetting about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What I did this around the Christmas time. I joined Amazon Prime for like 30 days, did the Christmas stuff, and then canceled.
Oh, okay.
I'm not condoning that. That might get me in trouble, but that's what I did. But it's only $99
well,
a year.
Well, they still have your credit card
Free shipping.
Information.
Yes.
So, I mean...
And I buy a lot of stuff.
If someone's listening to it and you're going to get in trouble for that, then they'll just debit you the 1 month charge, right?
Right. Whatever. I still go on my account. I order a lot. PinkBarb27. I still order a lot. I just don't do, like, overnight shipping.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So do you have to have Amazon? I'm sorry. Go ahead and get back.
No. What was your question?
I was going to say, so do you have to have Amazon Prime to do the overnight shipping?
Typically, or you're going to pay a lot of money. It's
really?
Free overnight shipping.
Oh.
Shipping.
It's a membership.
Yes.
To get free shipping.
And you can get, like, free movies, download to watch, like, Netflix type. So it is I think it's worth it, but mm-hmm. we already have Netflix.
Gotcha.
And we have Roku, and we have lots of other stuff, and I do buy a lot on Amazon. I just choose the cheaper shipping method.
Gotcha.
Yes. And then don't forget to freaking call your mom on Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I've almost forgotten a couple times. Like, it'll be like 5 p.m. I'll be like, crap,
whoops.
I sent the gift. I sent the flowers. And
mm-hmm.
then, but she's gotten wise to that. And so she'll start calling me at like 7 a.m. on Mother's Day.
Oh,
like,
really?
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Right.
I'm sleeping in today because I don't have to work.
Well, how many hours?
Just she's an
one?
Hour.
Just
ahead
one
of me.
Hour.
But okay. She doesn't, you know, think about that.
Doesn't
think,
yeah. I probably wouldn't either.
Yeah.
10 p.m. Hello, honey.
So, like I said, I'm all about the scents. Like, there's 1, 2, 3 candles going down here alone.
Yeah,
they're
can
all tropical.
Smell them. Yeah.
Hopefully, you're not.
I smell like I'm in Hawaii right now.
Yay. That's what I'm going for. Because, have you seen?
Yeah, that didn't give it away at all.
We have a pineapple lamp. And I found an article about the 5 scents for spring.
Awesome.
Yes. So the first thing is peppermint, which I love peppermint. I actually just planted a peppermint plant in my pot out on my back porch because
awesome.
I love peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it to be very refreshing.
Sure.
But did you know it's detoxifying?
Really?
Ooh.
That's nice.
It gets the circulation going. Peppermint is also perfect for bringing life to sluggish skin. So I'll share the link to this article because it has different oils you can buy
mm-hmm.
to use. But they are recommending Pretty NYC Sugar Scrub. It's fresh with lots of bright peppermint to help invigorate the exfoliating properties.
Nice. I like peppermint too. I like the smell of peppermint.
Yes. You don't like the taste? Like peppermint gum?
Yeah, I can do that.
Peppermint, the little red and white mints.
Yeah, I go for spearmint over peppermint.
I do too. It's sweeter when I go
probably.
To taste.
That's probably.
But I like the peppermint
for.
Smell because it's stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like peppermint in mojitos.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
Yes, mojitos are always good. Cheers.
Ding.
All right, you talk about the next scent.
Okay, cheer up, bergamot. Is that how you... Bergamot?
I don't know.
Bergamot.
Bergamot.
Bergamot. Bergamot. I don't know. This is bergamot. Okay, this essential oil is expressed from the peel of the bergamot, a citrus that grows in Italy and is packed with energizing and astringent properties, making it a beautiful cleansing oil for spring. The aroma is one of the most emotionally balancing and is a strong antidepressant.
Have you ever thought about scents being that influential in our lives?
Well, I like some of the calming stuff.
Like lavender?
There's crud. I can't think
eucalyptus?
Of it. Eucalyptus and peppermint.
Yes.
Those two together, it's just very calming and kind of helps me unwind. Chillax? At night, yeah.
Do you do like the Lush bath bombs?
I haven't done those in a long time, but I used to growing up. My mom was always kind of into like the aromatherapies and whatnot, so.
And you're not as much?
Well, it just kind of goes back to the whole, do I really need this? I don't think I need this, you know?
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
I'm kind of a penny pincher.
That's good. That's a good mom.
Yeah.
Sure. Good mom quality. Saving sure. for the college.
Yeah. That's, we'll go with that.
The next one is for rebalance. It's rose geranium.
Hmm.
This is a great oil for balance, hormonally and emotionally. It improves vibrancy in the skin and is a great addition to any cleansing routine. It's a great oil for the evening and particularly nice for soothing and balancing the scalp.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like rose.
I do too. I have always wanted a rose bush, but I hear they're high maintenance.
We had one, but it died.
Yeah. We were at Home Depot this weekend, and I saw rose bushes, and I thought about it, and then I said no.
Yeah.
Things die.
Right? Because you kind of have to care for it.
You do.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Speaking of another rose.
Yes.
Calm your mind with rosewood.
Yes.
The change of season always makes me tired. The time change, the new rhythm, the weather changes. It can be stressful for both my body, my mind, and skin. Rosewood oil is very calming and deeply sedating. It helps us breathe a little better, clear our mind, and get focused.
Again, I don't know if scents are that much of a...
I know if they're terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Totally the dog farts in my face.
Well, I'm like, boo, I want to go to bed.
Are some of the scents, like the scented candles, I feel like they're too strong or too potent and it'll give
what
me a
what don't you like?
I don't know.
Anything I'm burning right now?
No, these are fine. But usually like the more muskier scents.
Gardenia.
Or, I don't know.
That one's like super floral. I can't handle.
Yeah, the super floral ones that just, maybe it's just a mix. Mm-hmm. Like you're supposed to be in a rose, I don't know, a garden with all these flowers around. And
yes.
It's all condensed to one candle. I can't handle those ones.
And you're in like a 4x4 room.
Yeah. I open it and just get knocked off my feet.
My coworkers, we got an email this last week letting us know that we needed to be more mindful of our scents. Uh-huh. I don't burn candles at work. Because it's a cubicle environment, you
sure.
can't do that.
Well, like lotions, perfumes.
Yeah, lotions, perfumes, yeah. Makeup. Because I guess someone on our team is very sensitive. And so I have to, like, I'm just down to deodorant. And hopefully it doesn't affect anyone. And makeup. They said that in the email, it said some people are very sensitive to the smells of makeup. I'm like, here, smell my CoverGirl. Is it too much?
Smells of makeup?
Yeah.
Hmm. I know I do have a coworker who's allergic to a lot of things, so mm-hmm. we'll keep around like baby lotions or something around, and then they've also ordered some non-scented lotions, but not. I don't think she's as bad as.
I've been carrying around those Eos lotion
yeah,
packs,
yeah, yeah.
And they don't seem that strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for someone to be like, "Cut it out with that strong stuff."
Right.
But like the Bath and Body Works. Which I love their scents. I stopped.
Some of those, I know exactly.
Butterfly Flower used to be my favorite, and it was super strong.
Yeah.
Super strong.
Well, you just wanted to smell like a butterfly flower.
I did. Where are butterfly flowers at these days?
They're in the garden.
Yep, yep.
They're compacted in that candle yes. with all the other flowers. You just have to...
You have to release it with flame.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the last scent is to energize you. It's pink grapefruit, which I'm actually drinking grapefruit vodka with orange water.
Nice.
Orange-flavored water. So, yeah. Wasn't into the wine tonight. Because I wanted to be energized. Expressed from the peel of a pink grapefruit, this is a super fresh and uplifting essential oil. It's very astringent, so it's great for cutting through excess oil and grease, and also soothing for inflammation. Its cheery, bright aroma also uplifts moods and improves sluggish circulation. And I actually use, like, a citrus face wash and a citrus...
Scrub? Sugar scrub?
No, I don't even know the word. I put it on my skin after I wash it. Moisturizer? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like it does do some, like, rejuvenation.
Sure.
Energy.
Nice.
Are you a sunless tanner person?
I don't, no. I don't usually.
Because I'm all about it. I used to be a tanning bed person until I got my first spot removed 3 years ago, and I was like, never, ever, ever again.
Really?
Because, yeah, I was a tanaholic.
Really? Yeah, I used to. I guess I can count on my hand how many times I've been. One hand, I should say.
There was a time in my life, I was 20 years old, I had multiple tanning memberships. So I go to one tanning bed in the morning and another tanning bed in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so my skin, I'm just waiting for the day that it all comes up to the surface and I have to wear a bag over my face.
Oh.
Because, ick. But ever since 3 years ago. Are you talking
about freckles?
No, like. Or moles? Like, one of my tanning beds, this is kind of crazy, that I used to go to, the lady that ran it had half of her nose taken off from skin cancer. And one time I came out a little too red and she's like, you need to watch that or you're going to have a nose like mine. I think I had nightmares after that. I'm like, what? This is not going to grow your business.
So she's yelling at you, but she's still condoning it.
Yeah, taking my money.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, so it's stuff like that that scares the crap out of me.
Shame on you. I'll see you next week.
Yes. Where's sunscreen next time? So this time, about this time every year, I swear, if you go back to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, I talk about sunless tanners because I do want to promote it. There are a lot of girls like me that want to be a little tanner.
Sure.
This time of year because I'm super white.
Understood.
And so I found an article. But you have that glow.
I do have the glow, but it's because the sun touches it just a little bit, and that's what it turns to. So I just...
Do you wear sunscreen on a regular basis?
When I know I'm going to be out all day. Mm-hmm. But if I'm out for a little bit, it just kind of turns brown, so...
I make sure I buy the makeup that has a little bit of SPF, SPF in it, because I'm scared of my nose.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I used to get really bad burns on my nose.
Oh, I was bad when I was a kid. Horrible. So these are some sunless tanners that we're going to go over that are supposed to be the top five sunless tanners.
Awesome.
So the first one is Tan Physics True Color Sunless Tanner. The pros for this one, say goodbye to the sun and hello to the perfect sunless tan. This innovation in skincare saves you time and money by combining the highest quality tanners and anti-aging skin moisturizers found only in the most exclusive products. The result is a tan so natural and skin so rejuvenated that you'll never use another tanner again. The product offers a tan that looks like you got it at the beach. It is easy to use, smells great, which is huge for a sunless tanner, and I lost my space.
Gives great results every time.
There you go. Now, the cons is it's only available online and recently has become so popular that it's often out of stock. The demand is exploding, so when you see it available, we recommend buying a few bottles at a time. I went to their website for Tan Physics True Color Sunless Tanner, and you can buy like 5 bottles at a time, which is like $100.
Really? So they're like $20 a pop?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Kind of pricey.
Did those work really well, though? Because I would imagine, is it one shade for every person?
Most of them, and this is what I've discovered, is you do like one layer, and it's kind of a subtle. You do another layer, it gets a little darker. So that's kind of how that goes. And then as your skin naturally exfoliates, it gets lighter. It's kind of like a typical suntan when it goes to...
So does it, like, dye your hands?
I recommend using, like, gloves. A lot of the sunless tanners come with gloves.
Okay.
Or scrub your hands. Typically, when I do sunless tanning, I have the white glove effect where you can see where I washed my hands.
Gotcha.
And I have, like, a line right here on my wrist.
Hmm.
But I'm like, hey, it's me wanting to be tan and healthy all at the same time.
There you go, yeah.
It's my white glove pride.
There you go.
Spirit fingers. All right, do you want to talk about the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want more wine while you talk about it?
Sure.
All right.
All right. Not driving home tonight. No.
the Steve taxi will take you.
That's funny. Clarins self-tanning instant gel. So the pros on this is the product provided one of the most natural color tans compared to many others tested. The color went on easily and lasted for a few days. The smell was not overly strong or offensive. Hey, there you go.
I love that. Yes.
For work.
You don't want to offend anyone that might be sensitive to smells.
Sure. Cons is that the gel goes on clear, so it's hard to tell where you have put the product, sometimes leading to a streaky look. Also, it takes forever to dry, making it tough sometimes to use if you are in a rush. It leaves a bit of an oily feel on the skin. If you are prone to oily skin or breakouts, this may not be the best choice for you.
Which is me. So I think I will be avoiding Clarins self-tanning instant gel.
Do you put it on your face?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I used to buy a self-tanner for my face, but I haven't been able to find it. And I forget which brand it was.
Oh.
And it was I would put it on, like, 30 minutes before I did my makeup, and it always made me feel super oily. But the next day, I would have, like, that self-tanner look without the oil. So that first day always sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's why it went away.
The self-tanner without the oil.
Like, the first day was oily.
Uh-huh.
But the next day after I washed and stuff, I had the self-tanner look without the oily.
Is that a good thing?
Effect.
Self-tan,
yes.
Okay.
It's the tan look.
Oh, okay. Yes. Because to me, the self-tanner look is like when you have like streaks
the
and
orange.
You're like orange.
Like the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Don't want to be Oompa Loompa.
No, no.
The next one is the...
Unless we do get to work in a chocolate factory, because then
yes,
I'm
please.
Up for it.
With treadmills and ellipticals at our disposal.
You yes. just go swimming in the chocolate river.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You would be
pretty good.
You would be consuming more calories than you would be burning, I think.
Doesn't matter.
They should make a chocolate factory.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I don't know if the FDA or, like, I don't know how healthy that would be.
The
germs.
Yeah.
The health department. But, like, to have, like, a river of chocolate.
That would be pretty cool.
I had my first fondue experience.
Oh.
I went to the melting pot.
Ooh.
And that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love the melting pot.
Yes.
So good.
I recommend it to everyone.
The cheesecake at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Best part.
With the Rice Krispie treats?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess all the desserts
mm-hmm.
at the end. Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect ending.
Yes. All right.
Anyways.
Sorry. Self-tanner. Self-tanner.
Oompa Loompa.
Guerlain Terracotta Sunless Tanning Balm. It's delicate, iridescent, and slight bronze tint gives immediate color and is rich oils leave your skin silky but not sticky. The cons is the color is quite dark, so it may not be good for light-skinned people like myself, and the heavy balm may clog pores.
Ew.
So if you're acne prone like me, might not be good. And this may be a good choice if you want something just for legs, which I'm all about. Like, I tend to self-tan more on my legs than I do the rest of my body.
So do you not wear shirts? I mean, like, long sleeve shirt? Do you wear long sleeve shirt? That would just be weird to me if, like, upper half is all gleaming. And...
Oh, no. It'll be kind of tan, but my super tan on my legs. It all evens out.
Okay.
It's kind of like when you wear pantyhose. It's a little bit darker on your legs than on your arms, typically.
I
don't either, but that's the look I'm going for.
Gotcha. I totally get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. All right, number four on the self-tanner list.
Saint-Tropez Gradual Tan Mousse.
You sound like you're from Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, hot dog. sorry, Petra and Hank.
I love them. They know that. They
I wasn't making fun of you guys, okay? No.
Have you listened to Hillbilly Nerd Talk?
Hey, the last time I listened to it was right before you went on.
Okay.
So.
They're amazing. Check them out. HillbillyNerdTalk.com.
I'm good with podcasts when I'm working, but when I'm not working, I don't really listen to anything.
I understand.
So.
It's all about when I'm driving and when I'm working and when I'm working out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
San Tropez,
gradual tan moose. I just, every time I say San, kind of kicks in like San Antonio. Francisco. Yeah. Anyways.
We're having fun, people.
So the moose easily spreads onto the skin and sinks in pretty quickly. It has a nice sheen that helps you to see where you're applying it and start seeing the results in about a day.
That's fast.
Is it good?
Yeah. I haven't tried it, but that's fast.
Oh. Does it take longer usually?
It could be like a day or two before you get the true color.
So what?
You have not done self-tanner. It dyes your skin.
Oh.
It's like a lotion. It soaks in and it dyes your skin.
Does it like, if you have skin sensitivity, does it?
Yes. Like, I found a self-tanner that I like from Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And it works great for me.
Okay.
But I recommended it to my girlfriend, who's a little bit lighter in complexion than me, and she turned orange.
Oh, really?
Like, everyone's skin is different.
Okay.
So it's good that we're giving a variety of...
Gotcha. I'm sorry, I'm like, I'm totally lost in this. I'm educating you now. Okay. Probably still won't do it, but...
Right.
All right, so the cons are that it has a pretty... Oh, it is a pretty strong tanner.
It has a pretty strong tan odor. When you do the self-tanner, like I do it in the morning, if you have that odor for the rest of the day, it's just an icky feeling.
Does it smell like...
Everyone smells a little bit different.
Like, what's that shampoo called?
Like Head and Shoulders?
Yes, that one.
I'm reading your mind tonight. Yes. That's twice.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Kind of.
A little chemically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it has that smell, and even though you can see where you are applying it, you still end up with quite a lot of streaking.
And it gets worse with more applications.
That doesn't sound good at all, then.
But it's number four.
Is it for, like, the pros in the self-tanning
world? I think so. Yeah. I just, one day, want to be able to afford to have someone come over to my house and spray me.
There you go.
And then the last one is a Blissatan for all seasons. The pros, this product goes on quickly and dries quickly, keeping smearing or staining of clothes to a minimum. The deep brown color helps you see where you're spraying it, and it gives a decent color and lasts about 5 days, which is huge. The cons, the spray smells like pure alcohol going on and dries your skin a bit due to the alcohol content, although it's an aerosol spray, and they say you don't need to rub it in. If you don't, you'll have a streaky mess. We got better results by rubbing in fully and then washing your hands completely. Make sure to clean under your fingers very well or else you'll turn brown.
Gross.
So sometimes I do the Mystic Tan in the booth and I have to be careful because my nails, the barrier cream doesn't barrier itself enough.
Maybe you could put like tape on your nails when you want.
That, and someone said maybe those finger condoms that they use for going through mail. I'm like, oh, good idea.
Like, what are those? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking of a thimble, but then half of your finger would be tan.
Right. So, I don't know. Anyway, do you have anything fun coming up? Like, commercials, video shoots?
We have a movie.
You have a movie.
That I'm helping produce.
Maddie's working on a movie.
I can't say I'm helping produce. I'm getting a
Cheers!
I'm so excited to talk about it. My mouth is just not keeping up with my brain.
1, 2, 3, count to 10.
Co-producing movie, a short film this summer. I kind of got some craft services wrangled together and also...
Craft services, that's like high tech.
Helping out, find a location. So that's why I'm earning my co-producer. So, I'm excited about that.
That hopefully, is exciting.
Yeah, we'll start with shooting within the end of this month or in the beginning of next month.
Very cool. You'll have to keep us
informed.
Sure.
And then I started improv classes yesterday.
I saw that every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. For 8 weeks.
Wow.
Yes.
What did you learn yesterday?
I think it's just more of like an icebreaker class.
Okay.
To kind of get you comfortable because you're going to be with the same, I think there were 8 of us. So it's going to be the same 8 people for 8 weeks. So it's just kind of more so to get all of us.
Who is this through?
Bovine.
Okay.
Metropolis Theater. Okay. It's right off of the 16th Street Mall. It's in between 15th and 16th right on Champa.
Nice. So
it was fun, yeah. And then, yeah.
You're going to be the next Amy Schumer, aren't you?
I don't know. I would don't love to go into comedy.
Forget about us.
No, I won't. I won't. I'm just, it's like, I have all these jokes and they're all dirty and it's like, oh, but I'm a mom.
You sound like Amy Schumer.
Yeah, but I'm a mom, you know, so I don't really want to give off that.
So have you
impression.
Listened to Stephanie on our podcast?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely heard
her. You need to check out her comedy.
Is it clean stuff?
No.
Not at all? Okay, then. So
it's
maybe
hilarious.
See, I've been told, though, they're like, just if you can do the clean, stick with the clean. And I'm
who
like, yeah,
that?
That'd be nice.
Your pastor?
No. I don't go to church. I'm okay. Not. I'm a heathen, okay?
Who told you that? To stick with the clean. Your mom?
No. I just, someone else.
Oh, someone else needs to stop talking.
Well, they just
said don't
it.
Like Steve. If you go see his comedy,
yeah,
not PG.
Uh huh.
No, it's R rated, and he let his son see him when he was 18.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the key.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind though. Comedy is freaking awesome. Just kind of, I think the feeling of making people laugh. It's just so.
Have you done any open mics?
No.
That's your first step. You'll
well,
get
there. That's why I wanted to do improv, to kind of fill mm-hmm. myself on stage. Not fill myself. Fill how.
That is a different kind of dirty daddy.
That's my whole comedy act. Don't tell anyone, okay? No, I just kind of get a feel for it, get comfortable being on stage and kind of, I don't know, just improv almost seems like
it's freestyle.
A lot of stuff that, the long form of improv is taught basically, you can get ideas for sketch comedy that way.
Okay.
And I would love to do something along those lines. Sketch comedy would be pretty awesome. So.
Well, I am here cheering for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
I think you could do it because you are pretty funny.
I don't know about that, but
I think you are.
We'll see.
You make me laugh.
Maybe I could sucker in a few people to come to my show anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm there.
All right.
Second row.
Groovy.
Don't want to be front row because that's the target.
Is that?
Don't want to be the front row target.
Yeah, see, and I don't know how to, like, make
Steve
fun of other people.
Steve doesn't really involve much
I'm
the
really,
audience.
I'm really the person that I like to make fun of, so. I don't know.
Self-deprecating humor.
Mm-hmm.
That's Natty Waters.
It's like therapy on stage, right?
It is.
Right?
It is. You have to go see Stephanie. She's been working with the Pump and Dump girls. Have you?
I did see something about that, and she did mention it the last podcast.
Yes.
So
I think she's going to be our co-host next week. So
Pump
we'll
and Dump, right?
Yes.
Because that's
those
where
are moms.
The moms...
Drink
and yeah,
pump
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
dump.
Yeah.
So that's mama comedy. It's probably not clean.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
not.
It, but I'm assuming.
Right.
I'll ask Stephanie about it next week.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. So we're going to head on out of here.
Awesome.
Thank you for being on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you soon.
Yay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsandabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!